Okay.
That's why I was saying, you know, I can't focus on the issue because the issue's going to stay essentially the same.
Want a bet?
I'm an age experience. Or maybe not, but none of that.
Who says you have to be clumsy and out of balance when you're old? Where'd that belief come from?
Well, I'm having that experience, so I'm a true.
So you want to play?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to play with me? In front of everybody?
I could have done that. That's a question.
Would you like to come up and play with me?
Sure. Now?
Yeah.
So what the heck?
Is it okay if I touch you?
Okay.
So, so you do yoga, but your balance is off, right?
Yeah, I have very, very poor balance.
Okay, so show us how you would stand where that poor balance is very evident.
You
don't fall.
Make an effort to do that?
Yeah. Get out of balance for us. Show us what stance it takes for you to be out of balance.
Well, first, I just would like to be able to
lift my
foot and hold it up.
Okay, you ready?
Without falling over.
All right, so everybody tap with us. You ready?
All right.
Even though.
No tapping in the world.
Is going to fix this thing. And I can't believe she's setting herself up. To be embarrassed. In front of everybody. That's sad. What is she thinking?
I'm old.
If yoga can't fix it, some ridiculous tapping isn't going to adjust my balance. I'm old. Old people have no balance. That's the truth. That's my truth. That's my mad, angry, frustrating truth. And I don't like it. I don't like it. And all the anxiety that throws me off balance, so I can go back to my comfort zone of anxiety and adrenaline. I'd like to forgive myself for the way I've always been that hardcore person. I believe in pressure. I am a private adrenaline junkie. I get stressed out. I like deadlines. I used to work with frustration as an accepted tool. And now this body, this amazing body, it's only giving me my normal comfort zone. In the only way it can. Because they're not paying me to be angry anymore. I'm not getting that paycheck to work so hard under all that pressure. So my body creates it. It's a great setup. I get to feel the same way by being out of balance. And maybe the gift, maybe the healing gift, is that I'm finally at an age where I can balance my heart, my mind. Can't get there unless the body will support me. And I apologize to this body for flooding it with adrenaline on purpose for 60 plus hours a week. And all the ways I've held tension. Some of it not even mine. And all the way I've utilized it well to deliver. In all the ways, I am out of balance. I forgive myself. And I request this body give me tangible results if it wants this ridiculous tapping. I need blatant, obvious, obnoxious evidence, because I like intensity. And all the ways, I am the healing I desire.
I desire.
I request my body.
I request my body.
Work with me now.
Work with me now.
I am.
I am.
So much more.
So much more.
Than my past.
Than my past.
I am so much more.
I am so much more.
Than I have ever been.
Than I have ever been.
At any one time of my life.
At any one time of my life.
And even if I don't believe it.
And even if I don't believe it.
I give myself permission.
I give myself permission.
To create.
To create.
A new sense of peace.
A new sense of peace.
A new sense of balance.
A new sense of balance.
In this body.
In this body.
This body.
This body.
All this anxiety.
All this anxiety.
All this fear.
All this fear.
Of releasing this identity.
Releasing this identity.
I'll still be uptight.
I'll still be uptight.
I'll still get frustrated.
I'll still get frustrated.
I'm still human.
I'm still human.
Aging isn't fun. It's safe for me. To let go slowly.
To let go gently.
Of all this anxiety. That has defined me. And I've used it well. I've done it well. Impressively. For great benefit. I'm not criticizing anxiety. I'm only allowing myself. A newer. Different.
Different.
Experience.
Experience.
Of me.
Of me.
Okay, big breath.
Big